Radio 1. Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, we're on out of the freaks. How's the football debate going on 81199 at the moment? What are people saying?
Well, it's kind of, a lot of people think that
you get thrashed.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Time for Flirt Divert. Remember, take the number out with you wherever you go. A lot of people have this weekend. Here's the first victim.
Now then, pal, I got the number off the back of your van. You prat.
So someone put, like, you know, how am I driving? And then the Flirt Divert number on.
I hope so.
That's a brilliant idea. And then goes around cutting people up. And then they phone Flirt Divert. I like that a lot.
Now then, pal, I got the number off the back of your van. You prat.
Now, this is a really interesting one because I couldn't quite work out what she was saying at first. Listen closely.
Hi, Dan. Just wanted to say thanks for last night, and it was a lovely night, so thank you very much, and hope you remember it, and I hope you remember my alarm. It was great, thanks.
Right. Does she say alarm or laugh?
Alarm, I thought she said.
Okay, I'll listen again.
Hi, Dan. Just wanted to say thanks for last night, and it was a lovely night, so thank you very much, and hope you remember it, and I hope you remember my alarm. It was great, thanks.
See, when I first heard that, I wasn't listening very closely, and I thought she did say laugh. And if that was the case, she would have the world's most amazing laugh. Imagine if you had a laugh like that.
I hope you remember my alarm.
Every time you laugh. Woo, 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 woo. That's a great laugh.
It would be, yeah.
Right, now, this is a bit strange.
Hi, Louise, this is Owen. I saw your number on your T-shirt, and I was hoping that you could use me. Thank you very much. Give me a call back.
Use me?
Use me?
I saw your number on your T-shirt, and I was hoping that you could use me.
So, someone's put Flirt Divert number on their T-shirt.
You know what that sounds like to me? Some kind of hen do. You know, while they'll have it on the back of their T-shirts.
Yeah, but why would you do that if it was the Flirt Divert number?
Because I think it's funny.
Right, okay. Is that a girl thing, is it?
It's hen do.
Yeah, I'd do that on my hen do.
Would you?
Yeah.
Stick on a cowboy
that
hat.
I'm planning.
What name would you have on the back of your T-shirt, then?
Lusty Laura.
Yeah. Saucy Sayers.
And check out this girl.
Hi, Darren. I think I texted you a few times, and well, I was just waiting to see if you were gonna phone back. I know you were probably joking when you said you wanted to marry me, but well, it was tempting when I was drunk, and maybe we could get it on, and maybe who knows what we might, maybe we might end up drunk, married. Sorry. I might phone back. I'll phone you back. Anyway. Take care and marry me, yeah? Bye.
Oh, my God.
He had a lucky escape there.
Yeah. Maybe we could get it on, and maybe who knows what we might... Maybe we might end up drunk. Married, sorry.
Right, she's one of those people. We've all done it, haven't we? Where you've had a few glasses of wine. Yeah, we should get married. You did that at a wedding last week, Laura, didn't you?
Yeah.
To your boyfriend about 50 times.
Times.
We should get married. I think that's a brilliant idea. The thing is, the difference with this girl is she's woken up the next day, maybe still a little bit drunk, and now she's holding you to it.
I might phone back. I'll phone you back. Anyway, take care. And marry me, yeah? Bye.
0777-4-914. One more. This bloke's come back on again.
You're still a prat. Prat.
Okay. Thanks. BBC Radio 1 Podcast. Do you know why Wednesday is such a special day?
I've no idea.
Right. Well, if you live in a certain region of Russia, it's a really, really special day.
Okay.
Okay? Because basically, in Russia at the moment, the population is falling, okay?
Right.
They don't, I mean, they're dropping like flies. There's not many of them left, right? So they've come up with this great
only
idea.
Only about seven.
Yeah. Well, no, there's like 141 million.
Oh, right, okay.
But it's going down. Okay. It's not going in the right direction. So, on Wednesday, in this part of Russia, everybody gets the day off, right? Mm-hmm. Like a bank holiday. And the idea of it is, because Wednesday is exactly 9 months to Russia's National Day, which is June the 12th, everyone gets a day off, and all you do is... All day.
All right? day?
Well, as many times as you want. So they all get the day off on Wednesday just to, you know, get right. jiggy with it, right? And anyone else who has a birth, who has a baby on the Russia National Day on June the 12th...
Yes?
...wins a prize. As an incentive.
Well, like a cuddly toy or something.
Right. The prize last year went to Irina and Andrei Kurtotsvozov, right? And they won a sport utility vehicle.
Did they?
Right?
What a lovely prize.
And in the past, people have won, like, video cameras, TVs, fridges. How good is that?
All for just...
You get a day off on Wednesday in this part of Russia, and if your baby is born on Russia's National Day, you win a prize. They should do that here. That is amazing.
That puts a lot of pressure on the man.
It does, but imagine it, if we all had a day off, like another bank holiday, just jiggy day all day.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now some more of the people that you met while you were out this weekend that just aren't quite right on Flirt Divert.
But you're happy to laugh at them.
It's different
despite
X Factor.
Despite having guilt over X Factor.
Now, so far we've had someone who we think has the Flirt Divert number on a How Am I Driving sticker on their car or van.
Now then, pal, I got the number off the back of your van. You prat.
And calls back.
You're still a prat.
That's good. And then we had one of those really kind of annoying people who had a few drinks with somebody and did that whole thing of, hey, I tell you what, you and me should get married. That's a really good idea. And then the next morning, sadly, they still remember.
Hi, Darren. I think I texted you a few times and, well, I was just waiting to see if you were going to phone back. I know you were probably joking when you said you wanted to marry me, but, well, it was tempting when I was drunk, and maybe we could get it on, and maybe, who knows, what we might, maybe we might end up drunk. Married, sorry. I might phone back. I'll phone you back. Anyway, take care. And marry me, yeah? Bye.
She could be on X Factor. She doesn't sound quite right, does she?
Maybe we could get it on, and maybe who knows what we might. Maybe we might end up drunk. Married, sorry.
She means it. You know she does. Right, now is this the real Cheeky Girls?
We are the Cheeky Girls. We are the Cheeky Girls. We love the Cheeky Boys. We love the Cheeky Boys.
Is that them just trying to make some more money by getting it played on Radio 1?
Yeah, either that or that politician's giving her the Flirt Divert.
Yeah, maybe she got given the... One of them got given the Flirt Divert number in the House of Commons bar or something. What is going on with that? Are they... Because one of them was
I
going...
I don't know, I'm not really up on my Cheeky Girl knowledge, right. I have to say.
Well, one of them was going out with that Limbit bloke, the MP.
He'd,
okay.
Yeah, who dumped thingy for her.
Yeah, yeah, right. So, I don't know which one it was, but then, you know their scary mum?
Yeah.
Well, because one of them was living with the MP, she said, oh, the other one's going to get lonely, so now I think they both live with the MP bloke.
Right.
That's what I heard, which is interesting.
Are you sure about that?
I think they both now live with him, yeah, because obviously they have to... One of them will get lonely if they're without the other one.
Right.
I'll check it out, but I think that is true.
Is it not to... Oh, okay.
What?
No, I don't know. I thought, no, isn't it to do with, well, staying here and stuff, isn't it?
I don't know.
How have we got onto this?
Well, I don't know.
It's probably not, anyhow.
No, probably not.
Okay. She probably was just lonely.
Yeah. Listen to this one. Does anyone actually use the word nookie anymore?
Hi there, Amanda. It's... here from the nightclub the other night. I wanted some more Nucky, and I was wondering if you were up for it. Ring us back, please, on... Oh, sh**. Thank you.
No one says that anymore, do they?
I don't think so.
I wanted some more Nucky, and I was wondering if you were up for it.
That's not attractive, is it? Now, if you're Spanish, we now have a real-life actual Spaniard for you on Flirt Divert. If anyone can translate what this means, then please do let me know as soon as possible.
Hola, ¿dónde está Leche Congas?
Yeah, that's it.
You don't know what that means.
I don't. But okay. If anyone else does know, then let me know on 81199.
Hola, ¿dónde está Leche Congas?
I wanted some more Nucky, and I was wondering if you were up for it.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
You've been watching X Factor?
I have, but I didn't see Saturdays.
I love it. It's just brilliant. It's just so over the top. Isn't everyone just folding their arms and big loud sound effects? But...
Was it still the auditions on Saturday?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, they're on for ages. But I think that there's this new condition. I've been talking to a couple of my mates about this. I think there's this new condition that is going around. Because I'm starting, as well as some of my mates, to get X Factor guilt. Have you had that yet?
No. What do you mean, for watching it?
Well, no. I mean, it's all very well laughing, but I'm starting to feel a bit bad. Like the people from this weekend show, check them out.
What are you guys called?
Girls.
We're
I don't know if you saw them, but they've been these two women, and they kind of looked a bit like how, you know, Bewitched...
Yeah? Yes.
Imagine if, like, they were OAPs. That's how they would look, right?
We do funerals and graveside singing and...
Graveside singing.
Yeah.
So they sing at gravesides. And, you know, you laugh along, but then you think to yourself, well, OK, let's see if it works for you now. Okay.
There's always some reason to feel not good enough.
I feel bad. At laughing.
Why?
Because they're not quite right, are they? And you're not laughing... You're not laughing with them. You're definitely...
Not.
You're laughing at them, aren't you?
Can I be honest with you girls? I think the whole thing's insane. You know, the wigs, the...
They're not wigs!
Whatever. It's weird. Wigs, white faces, gloomy funeral songs. Like a couple of corpses.
That told him. Simon is getting better as well, I'm telling you.
He's
so good on the show. But I'm getting the guilt. Right, listen to this next girl, yeah? It's her dream, like, forever since she was born, to become a pop star, yeah?
Yeah.
Listen.
Why are you here?
So I've got the X Factor.
Okay.
I might not have the looks, but I've got the X Factor.
And who would you compare yourself to in the charts today?
Celine Dion, Whitney Houston... Mariah Carey.
And how would you mark yourself out of 10 in terms of vocals?
10 out of 10.
Good. What are you going to sing?
I Will Always Love You.
Off you go, Kelly.
Okay, and you know what's going to come next, don't
yeah.
you? Her dad is outside and he's really, really proud of her.
She'll make you cry. Sing it.
And I will always love you. Will always love you.
Thank you.
Oh, I feel bad. Like, loads of people are texting in now going, yes, I also get the X Factor guilt. I get the guilt too. Look, there's loads coming in. Okay, right, so here's some more. Let's see now if you get the guilt, all right?
Okay.
What have we done to the world? Look what we've done. What about all the peace that you pledged your only son? Did you ever start to notice all the children dead from war? Did you ever start to notice this crying at the sleeping shore?
They're not right, are they?
See, they're just bad.
They're not right.
They're bad.
I feel bad.
No, they're bad.
They are bad, but I feel bad.
One dream, one soul, one prize, one goal, one golden glance of what should be. It's a kind of magic. One shaft of light that shows the way. No mortal man can win this day.
Thank you, Denzel.
Right, if anyone else is getting the X Factor girl every Saturday night, let me know.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Some people are doubting that he was actually Spanish at all.
Hey?
I know.
Hola, ¿dónde está Leche Congas?
Right, so hola. Hola is hello, right?
That's the accent from the Bilbao region.
Oh, is it? Okay. Well, up north, yeah. Yes. Donde esta means where is.
Yeah.
Leche conga is apparently fizzy milk. So, where is the fizzy milk is the message that he was saying there.
Yeah.
I don't understand that at all. Why did he get him the divert number to say that?
I don't know.
Weird.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who are you?
Sarah from Nottingham.
Sarah from Nottingham, how can I help?
I just think if these people are stupid enough to put themselves up believing they can sing and they can't, they deserve the ridicule they get.
Well, but like that poor girl that did I Will Always Love You, she was devastated.
Well, she put herself up for it, she deserved all she got.
Mad for fella, she can't sing.
Also, we think that I Will Always Love You should be banned from all talent shows. Because it's like, shut up, not again. And Unchained Melody, that needs to go as well.
Quite agree.
Yeah. But you don't get the X Factor girl at all.
No, love it. Love laughing at them, think they're stupid.
Exactly. Oh, I don't get.
That's not, look, listen.
She's right.
They're not right, these people.
The grave singers were good.
No, but they're not right, and you're laughing at them.
Absolutely. Every Saturday night.
What I don't get is why you feel the guilt when earlier, for example, with Flirt Divert, you opened it by saying, bring on the freaks.
Oh, yeah.
Now, and then you laugh at people on Flirt Divert, and they haven't put themselves up for anything. Their only misfortune is that they're ugly or annoying. And you laugh at them, whereas these people on X Factor have just put themselves up for it, so they deserve all the ridicule.
I guess. Hello?
Hello?
Jess, is that you?
Yeah, that's me.
Where are you?
I'm in Derby.
How can I help?
It's just ridiculous how people think that they can sing, or how people have, like, when they can't.
But do you get the guilt?
Yeah, because you feel like you want to help them and tell them that they can't sing, really.
That's right, you want to help them, don't you? You don't want to laugh at them.
Yeah.
I know what you're saying, they're not right.
You have a feeling of wanting to help somebody.
Yeah, sometimes.
Do you?
Yeah.
Behave, man.
No, I don't. But I was just agreeing with
you're
Jess.
You're all about laughing at people and taking the mic.
I was just trying to fit in. Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.